In the name of God, hello my dear friends, this is Milad. I'm here with another last talk. So it's been a long time I record my voice, and today I decided to record my voice. And I'm very happy, I'm excited, I'm kind of psyched. And today I'm gonna challenge myself, I'm gonna do my best, and I'm gonna talk about one of the biggest challenges that you're gonna have it for the rest of your life. You've had it and you're gonna have it for the rest of your life. So, you know, hope you guys feel good and feel free to come up with your own, and then you're gonna listen to my last talk. Just feel free, don't worry about it. Today we're gonna talk about how to be Superman, and you know, we're gonna talk about a book with the same name. And this book has been written by a great guy named David Zeta. According to AJ Talk on a Speech, we can easily understand this guy is awesome. And maybe one day I'm gonna go find this book and read it. And you know, what a cool idea. Okay, so you know, today we don't want to talk about the whole book, but we're gonna talk about one of the biggest and most important section and scene named fear. We're gonna talk about the fear. I'm gonna speak with you about the fear. And you know, there is always this mentality what stops us, okay? Always there is this mentality and this thing that's maybe we have struggled with it, okay? So today we're gonna talk about it, okay? And you know, at first, what is the fear? What is your opinion about the fear? Please share your idea with me and talk about it, okay? Record your words, or you can't just leave your comments, okay? Don't worry, it doesn't matter how great ability you have, it doesn't matter, okay? But what matters is that you have to participate and you have to record voice, you have to leave your comments, because that's gonna, you know, this is gonna, I don't know, improve your ability, cultivate your ability, okay, in English. That's a great thing. And talk about, please, my question is that, what is your biggest fear that you've ever had, okay, in your life? Talk about this, okay? But, you know, what is a fear, okay? My opinion is that, you know, several months ago, I hear the guy said, you know, fear is not real. It's a product of our imagination. The only place that fear can exist is in our imagination. And, you know, I thought to myself, and I said, maybe fear has been put in our nature. You know, we are human beings, and as a human beings, you know, this element has been put in our nature. And fear is kind of natural, because David Zeta says everybody has fear, you know? It doesn't matter who you are, okay? It doesn't matter how big you are, how successful you are. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you have fear, and you can't pretend as if you're not afraid of something, okay? And that's why I'm saying the fear is kind of naturally. This is my opinion, but share your idea and talk about it, okay? What is your opinion? There are a lot of fears that everybody has. And you know, the fear of failure is very common. Fear of failure is a given. There is no doubt about it that everybody has it. But maybe some of you say, I don't like it, but I love it. You know, fear of failure is a great thing, because you know, fear of failure is something, you know, that causes you, before you go to the bed, you have to plan, you know, causes you to plan before you go to the bed. And that's a great thing. Every night you have to think about the work that you've done, okay, since today. That's a great thing. I love it. And, you know, one of the biggest fear that's gonna be, you've had it and you're gonna have it, okay, is what other people think, fear of what other people think. And you know, oh my gosh, how can I describe this fear? This fear is very big. This fear is kind of, you know, scary. But you know, I don't know how can I talk about it, but you know, always, you know, every time you're gonna take a step, every step that you're gonna take, there are a lot of people that these people are gonna bring you down, and you can't stop this, okay? Maybe you're gonna be stopped by these feedbacks, because people just want to bring you down. They don't care about your ability. Okay? And one of the biggest challenges that I've ever had is, you know, how can I treat with the negative feedback? How can I counter with the negative feedback? And you know, I decided to love the negative feedback. I decided to love negative feedback. And I don't know, but the only thing I'm gonna say, your enemy is what other people think about you. Don't worry about it. Let the people think about you. Think about what they want. Okay, don't worry about it. And you know, there are a lot of fears, like, I don't know, fear of being a successful guy, fear of not being normal, fear of stage fright. I don't know. For example, you wanna stand in front of 1,000 people and you wanna give your speech, you wanna give your presentation, but you can't do your best. Okay, you can't deliver good. That's a very bad thing, okay? But maybe you're thinking about, oh, my fear, because I'm nervous. Because, you know, because you're nervous, because you have fear, okay? And, you know, one of the biggest lessons that I'm going to talk about it is you never get over your fears. Please, think about it. You can't get over your fear. You can't get rid of your fears. If you have this mentality, oh, I'm gonna achieve a certain level, and at that level, I don't have any fear. I'm not gonna have any fear. Like, I'm gonna graduate. No, there is no graduation about the fear. Okay? There is no ease. There is no luxury, okay? There is no graduation. There is no arrival, okay? And this is one of the biggest things that you have to have. You have to think about it every time. Every step that you're gonna take, you have to have a new fear, and the fear is gonna stop you. And you have to go past it. Okay? And you have to go past it. Don't worry about the fear. Fear is gonna be with you for the rest of your life. That's it. And you know, fear of failure. And you know, if you have fear, you're the luckiest guy in the world. One of my coach is Bo Sun. I talked about this in my previous last talk, and I said this guy is awesome. You know, he talks about, you know, when I wanted for the first one, you know, I wanted to go to the I wanted to stand in front of people, and I wanted to give my presentation. I had handshake, okay, and I couldn't do my best. And his coach said to him, you know, I love this handshaking, and you know, the solution is that why you are here. You know, his coach said to Bo, and he asked them, why are you here, why do you want to give your presentation? He says, you know, because I want to help people, I want to serve people. No, that's a great thing. If you have this mentality, because you wanna help people, you wanna serve people because of love, not because of something else. For example, you wanna make money or something like that. No, it's all about your targets. It's all about your goals that you have, that you built in your mind, and you have to pay attention to it. You have to grow it. You have to increase it. That's a great thing. Why you are here, why you want to do something, because of love, because of, I don't know, because of help, because of serve. And that's a great thing, because you know, there is no time to lose, there is no time to be worried, there is no time to feel anxious, self-doubt, I don't know, there is no time to be nervous, okay? You want to do something because of love, because of, I don't know, help, serve, something like that. And you know, I've heard some guy, and the guy said, if you do something because of serving to other people, the money comes anyway. That's a great thing. You know? And you know, the one of the solution is that to encounter and to go past your fear is you have to set your goals in your mind. What is your goal? Why do you want to do this? Because of, I don't know, love, because of serve, because of help, something like that, okay? And the fear of failure, if you have fear of failure, you're the luckiest guy in the world. Please believe me, just think about it. You're the luckiest guy in the world. Don't worry about it. Everybody has fear. And that's a great thing. You know, fear of failure is like a rocket fuel, jet fuel. And you have to use it. And you know, don't pretend as if you're not afraid of something. And then, for example, you're in a stage and you want to say, oh, I'm comfortable. I don't have any fear. I have no fear. Then you're lying because, you know, the fear can easily see you're afraid of something, but you don't want to show it, but you don't want to tell it. And that's a great thing. That's a very, very, very bad thing. Don't do that. You have to use it. You have to admit it. You have to welcome it. And then you're going to go past it. That's it. Fear is this. And you know, one of the biggest challenges I have is to speak. I want to speak because, you know, the power, the art of speaking. Because I want to, I don't pursue to be, I want to convince people. That's a great thing. And I have to have it. I have to have this ability. And then if you're doing it because, you know, say, yes, you have fear, you admit it, and then you're telling other people, I have fear. But the people can easily say, hey, you have fear, but you're trying to do your best. That's a great thing. And then the people don't have this ability to look away from you. And you're surrounded by the people who are think, oh, you're the best. This guy is awesome. This guy is a mentor. This guy is a public speaker. He's the best. And this guy is trying to help us. That's a great thing. What else do you want? Nothing. Nothing, you know, nothing. So thank you very much. I don't want to talk about it. You know, I like to be criticized. Please share your idea. If you have a negative feedback about me, it doesn't matter. Just leave your comments. And then thank you very much for listening. And, you know, thank you for following me. And I don't know, thank you for leaving your comments. And every day by leaving your comments, you make me feel good. Thank you very much. Always believe in yourself because your nature tells you you're the best. You've already the best. So, and you know, believe in yourself and always do your best. Thank you very much and good luck.